Welcome to Apparently, the podcast for absolutely average parents. I'm Ann Johnsos.
And I'm Tracy Weiner.
Life is good.
Ann and I have been friends for a really long time.
Yep, we met right out of college in our first jobs as radio producers, and we had a lot of fun living it up in the big city.
And then we grew up, got married, and stood up in each other's weddings.
And we had babies within weeks of each other. So we went from producers to reproducers.
Which brings us to this podcast. We want to talk about topics that interest us and you. And let's be honest, this year, there's no shortage of stuff to cover.
We're average, not experts. So we'll tackle these topics with people who know what they're doing.
Yeah, we'll get the experts. And I fully expect to embarrass myself along the way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we already have.
So welcome to Apparently.
Life is good.
So apparently, it's been 322 days and 7,728 hours since the last time we were in studio together, Ann. Feels like a lifetime ago, but so here we are. Happy New Year. Is it too late to say that in January that we're saying Happy New Year to each other?
I think Happy New Year works. It's been 9 months. I got to tell you, 9 months has not felt this long since the last time I was pregnant.
Through the magic of home studios, we are together again recording. It's nice to see your face.
Nice to see you too, even virtually.
Yes, I figured we should take a few minutes to talk about what we've been doing for the last 322 days, but who's counting, during this global pandemic. How are you guys doing? How's the family?
I've been slowly gaining weight and
the COVID-19.
Wine.
Yeah.
The family's good, actually. You know, we have no complaints. Both, you know, my husband and I have had jobs because we can work virtually, so we're very blessed that way. The kids have been learning virtually, and even though it is bizarre, everyone says kids are resilient, and that sounds cliche now, but they are. We are remarkably okay. How about you?
Yes. Like what Lisa D'Amour has always talked about resilience in kids and our teenage girls, and I'd say that we're the embodiment. This last year was a testament to our resilience, if nothing else, right? It was so.
Yes, and you know my friend Mariah, as she says, it looks like there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not an oncoming train.
I love Mariah. Well, I'm ready. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to knock the cobwebs off the mic. We've worked this through the miracle of Zoom.
And yes, we were actually using
some helped our kids enough. Yeah, we're going old, kicking it old school now, and we're Zooming each other, and we're able to talk to each other. So I thought that we should probably get back to talking about parenting and families of kids again. I think we could all use each other for some support after. I feel like after the last year with the extra time that I have from having my schedule be open, I feel like people are talking less. I don't know. Do you feel like that? I feel like people talk less now than they did when they were busy.
Yeah. It's just bizarre because, you know, I know for me at the end of the day, after looking at a screen all day, I don't want to be talking. I want to veg out, right? So, and also I'm thinking about the fact that, you know, this is necessary. And at some point when your niece had her drive-by birthday, I saw your dad, and he said, don't you think you guys should be doing this now more than ever? Like, don't we all need some advice now? And I was, at the time, I was like, I can't find socks that match, Richard. So, but I think it's important for all of us to be talking. Yes.
Yes. So for support for all of our listeners and for you and me, I definitely look forward to our recording sessions, Anne. So if nothing else, because then I got you for a few minutes just so we can kibitz and talk about what the hell's happening with the girls. But we have some pretty cool topics to talk about this season. And I'm very excited to talk to Ron Lieber, the Your Money columnist from the New York Times, about his new book, The Price We Pay for College. And considering you and I both have freshmen, this is very top of mind right now. So I really can't wait for that one.
Absolutely. And I definitely want to do this deep dive into teaching kids empathy. I think it's hard to do when everyone's socially distanced, but I think more than ever, we do need to have our kids understand each other and try to think about life outside their own heads.
And, you know, we've talked to Lisa D'Amour in the past about our teen girls and going up to the room and shutting their door. Well, let's just say in the last 9 months, there's been a lot of shut doors in my house with everyone remote learning, or just we're all four of us are under one roof. So there's definitely a like, I need my space, like bug off a little bit. So I also would love to talk a little bit about hard to have conversations with teenagers without being shut down or shut out. I keep knocking. I'm trying. But given the last year, I think families have had a lot of hard conversations with their kids that they might not ever thought they'd be having. And so those are just a couple of things I would like to tackle, Anne.
And we'd love to hear from our listeners about what they want to hear from us. So this is a chance for you guys to, you know, knock on our doors. Check out our Facebook page at a-parent-lee.
Or you can email us at apparentlypodcast@gmail.com.
This is a WGN Plus podcast. I'm Ann Johnsos.
And I'm Tracy Weiner. Thanks for listening to Apparently.